Of course I'm not happy. Look at me. I'm a big fat slob. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I've not seen my Willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare it legally dead. I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. Now, if you'll excuse me, there's someone I'd like to get in touch with and forgive. Myself.
Been a lovely audience tonight. We want to sing a little song for you to bring in the new year. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, old lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for days of old lang syne. Old lang syne, she has a you're on fire.
Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year from the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. This is episode number 15, my first one of January 2007. This is a couple of days before my 41st birthday. Oh, man, that hurts. Anyway, hope you had a really good Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzmas. Anyway... we got some interesting stuff lined up on the program. I hope you enjoy it. I got actually the first song on the roster for today, weighing in at 275 pounds, is a song I wrote actually on New Year's Eve 2000, the Y2K, the big one. Now, without making this too miserable for you to start off your year, this was basically written right after my marriage ended. And I was spending my first alone New Year's Eve, and it happened to be the Y2K one. And I was at my friend Darren's place. He actually invited me out for an evening of fun, but I chose to stay at his place and have a candlelight dinner by myself and watch satellite TV. Wow, good times. So anyway, I wrote this song actually that night at his house, and it's very depressing. But one thing that's interesting though is I screwed up the lyrics when I recorded my demo to this. And here, let me show you what I did. I screwed it up. I'll fix it for you in a second. Yeah, so there you see, that was supposed to be "What Have I Done These Past 10 Years? Anything Really Worth Drinking a Toast To?" And it ended up coming out, "Drinking a Toast To." So what I'm going to try to do is actually, when I'm playing the song here, I'm going to actually try to sing over it and sing the proper lyrics. So this is going to be really professional. But you've come to expect only the finest from the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare Emporium and Disco House. So anyway, here's the first song of 2007. What a great year, what a great way to start off the year. Here is New Year's Eve 2000.
Makes me think about the past 10 years. What maybe could have gone, but maybe you do, will I care?
unearthed gems, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to interrupt the show for a second. This is a song that was actually supposed to be in my last episode, but my last episode was far too long, so I cut it. So here it is, but before I play it, I want to just explain something to you. When I did my very first Unearthed Gems segment, I was clowning around so much that I'm not really sure I made the whole concept very clear. So really quickly, here was what I was thinking. Basically, I've always liked the idea of a mature artist coming out with an album late in their career that's full of songs that inspired them when they were younger. You know, sort of a window into what made them tick as an artist. One quick example comes to mind. That would be Elvis Costello. He did an album in the 90s called Kojak Variety. I think that was the name of the album. And it was a collection of pretty obscure cover tunes, songs that he grew up loving, things that inspired him, and I just loved it. And so although I'm, of course, not at any kind of level to be doing such a project, I decided to, you know, start doing it anyway. So that's why I'm doing Unearthed Gems for you. And it's fun for me to be able to recreate some of these old songs, knowing that probably many of them are not ones you're familiar with. But anyway, so there's my little impromptu intro, and now back to the show. Here is Unearthed Gems. Here's my second song in the Unearthed Gems installment. I hope you enjoy it. This is by a band called The Monks. They were not terribly successful, but I liked them, especially when I was in high school. I found their juvenile take on music quite exciting. They are famous for, somewhat famous, for having the hit song Drugs in Me Pocket. That was a regional hit in Canada. Not to mention Johnny Be Rotten Tonight, You Don't Want to Get in a Fight. That was a pretty good one. And, and then there was another one, too. What was it called?
Down to gin and soda, tapped me on the shoulder, whispered in my ear, it's getting kind of late. When I took her home, we hardly said a thing. I walked her to the door, expected to go in. She looked me up and down and really put me in my place. She said, nice legs, shame about your face. Nice legs, shame about your face.
The Monks were a band that didn't stick around very long. They only had two albums before they disbanded. They were made up of John Ford and Richard Hudson, who were former members of the Straubs back in the 70s. And they also had a guy named Terry Cassidy and Chris Pierce in the band. Their second album, called Suspended Animation, was only ever released in Canada and didn't chart, although I do have it on vinyl. I haven't heard it in years. Anyway, the song I'm going to play is a song off their very first album. It's called Love in Stereo. It's about a guy that's in love with identical twins. I mean, why not? And it's pretty rough. It's fun, though. I hope you will enjoy this installment of Unearthed Gems.
Unearthed Gems.
Here is Love in Stereo.
Yeah.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week we mourn the sad loss of a great statesman, brutal dictator Saddam Hussein. His stern leadership of the nation of Iraq harkens to a time when that nation was stable and comparatively peaceful. It's a difficult time in the Middle East when a leader with such singular qualities as him is most sorely needed. He held together the fractured coalitions of that country. He was someone who understood that there are different kinds of Muslims, both the Sunni and Shiite kinds of Muslims. And he could make them all get along and held to account those who broke his tough laws. We can only hope that another strong and energizing young leader like Saddam Hussein will rise up out of that troubled country and bring order once again. A leader who will stand up so we can stand down. Or rather, a leader who will stand up so we can knock him down so that others can stand up so we can stand down. So we can finally have a stand-up leader that we can stand up to. You get the idea. I know the world joins me in prayers and honorings of the legacy of this one-of-a-kind leader. Mr. Saddam Hussein, you will be missed. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Oh, and also this week, Gerald Ford and James Brown also died.
For a complete archive of the President's weekly addresses, visit weeklyradioaddress.com.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, for my final piece of music, my final piece of optional entertainment. This is something that I absconded from my friend Dave Kalmuski. He played me a track just before Christmas that just about ruined my life, and now I'm going to share it with you. It's an incredible piece of music. It's apparently real. I find that really hard to believe, but apparently it is. This is apparently an audition tape that was sent to the producers of Pocahontas, the Broadway play. And it's by someone named Marla Wiener. I mean, the name alone should let you know that this may not be completely above board, but it's just life-altering music. So to end off my show and get 2007 off to a good start, here is Colors of the Wind by Marla Wiener.
Think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can climb. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people, no, are the people and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Well, that'll about do it for today, and actually, in an attempt to redeem my show after playing you Colors of the Wind, I'm going to play you three short promos I've just done. I've got people on the internet who have asked me for promos for ages, and I never do it because, of course, it always, you know, my idea of a promo is a pretty big production promo, and I never have time to do it. So I kind of did something tonight to advertise the old Ian Tanner podcast nightmare thingamabobber, and then I'll say sayonara till next time, and I will see you soon, babies. Take care now. Drive safely. Beyond the ashes from distant tomorrows, beyond the edge of time itself, through the mists of history, comes a podcast for the ages. From the people who brought you Independence Day, Forrest Gump, and The Littlest Hobo, comes a form of entertainment fully formed from the primordial ooze of existence. From the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips, comes the majesty of the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare! Yes, the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare unleashes its horrible evil on the minds of foolish young consumers. And people who know that I'm stealing this text from Don Pardo. Well, if you like singing, songwriting, laughing, crying, or the sheer comic timing of a young B. Arthur, then you need to consult the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, available through iTunes and at iantanner.com. Do not miss it. May not actually exist. Consult your local listings. Look out, hooligans! Because here it comes. The Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. For mayhem, music, mischief, modeling, mudslinging, and a whole lot of...
Check out the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare.
It's hip. It's as hip as you can get. It's as hip as you can get while still being totally irrelevant. We got songs, spoofs, political satire, and other spiffnificent stuff. Yeah, if that sounds like fun to you, and I know it does, then search for Ian Tanner at the iTunes Music Store or go to iantanner.com for more information. You know you want to. Give in. The Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare may not actually exist. Consult your local priest or therapist for more information.
Goodbye.